Welcome to the Stabcast, a podcast dedicated to Star Wars Legion. Welcome, cadets and commanders, to the Stabcast. I am Ryan, all alone, Slawoski. I am not joined by Tim, he just got married, Hannon, and Ben, he's performing job interviews, Fowler. Today, I'm going to bring you guys a short bat rep of a local tournament that I got to play a couple weekends ago to kind of tide you guys over in the meantime and so we can stick to our regular schedule. But in saying that, we are going to be breaking our regular schedule here soon. This upcoming weekend in Atlanta, they are having a Rally Point qualifier, and we will be heading down to that. And we kind of wanted to wait and record our full episode till after that Rally Point to be able to bring you guys our hot takes fresh off of that. So the plan is to give a mini episode of just me giving a bat rep this Wednesday, and then also next Wednesday to have a full episode full of bat reps, lessons we've learned, and all of the normal shenanigans that you've come to expect from the Stabcast. So sorry for the big delay in content. This is just going to be a short little rambling of myself, but I think there is some good stuff to be had. So they left me unsupervised, guys, and a couple weeks ago I took a list to Epico's the first weekend that the Land Speeder was officially legal. I had been toying around with it a little bit since I got an early copy at Adepticon, and I took a list that I called the Precise and the Furious. I took Jyn, two X-34 Land Speeders, two sniper teams, and a bunch of core to fill with two Z6 frag squads and two repair bot squads, along with my signature fleet trooper setup, which is the scattergun, the extra body with concussion grenades. And I ran Jyn kind of as a third sniper team. I put her using infiltrate. I would deploy her into a piece of heavy cover, not too far away from my deployment zone, not to play her like super aggressively. But a place where with her long-range configuration, she could hit all the high points of the map. And then I ran two X-30, 34, 37s, I don't know, I just ran two Land Speeders, and it was a lot of fun. I played two very different Land Speeders, though. The first Land Speeder that I played was piloted by Ryder Azadi, and it had the two white dice gunner attached to it, along with the rocket launcher troop attached to it. And Ryder was there to maintain range control, so whoever I caught at range two, I could throw all three of my weapons at. And that was mainly used as kind of a flanker and a harass unit. And I played two rebel lists on the day, and pretty much that Land Speeder's whole job was just to find the opposing Leia and just blow her up. I didn't come into contact with any armor, which the impact was there to kind of design to deal with, but I didn't really need it. My other Land Speeder had the non-exhaustible front gun that is just the solid black dice. And then I had also the two-point gunner. But since it was front-mounted, I needed a little extra mobility. And so I ran it with Wedge Antilles to always be able to have my arc facing the direction I needed it. I think these are two really killer Land Speeders because they come in at under 130 points. And they both serve really different functions. And so my idea for the list was to kind of try both out and decide which one I like. And not necessarily do super well in the event, but just get to play two Land Speeders, figure out how they work, and get to experiment. And I ended up winning the tournament. It was, like I said, a super small event. There were just four of us, so it's nothing to like write home about. But I did get to play some quality players. There were four of us there. It was Brett, enemy of the podcast, Renko, who's a local to the store. It was Chris Vandergriff, who is our TO and kind of hosts all the Epicos tournaments. And if you guys are anywhere near the Chattanooga area, you should totally come to his almost monthly events. They give out these really cool trophies that you can try to take away from me. And then it was Ben, my co-host. Ben came out and played for the first time, like, I don't know, ever. And it was a good day of games. I got to play Brett in the first round, and I won't go into too many details, but he was running this really cool, like, double medic, Leia, Chewie, triple Wookiee list. It was just like a million hit points of Wookiees. And then some core troopers to fill with med bots to keep the Wookiees alive and the Z6s alive. And it was this really weird list where I thought, like, with the pierce and impact that his Wookiees had and the high dice pools, he would chase my land speeders with his Wookiees. And I would, with my high dice pools and the Wookiees' terrible defense dice, I would go after his Wookiees with my land speeders. And then our cores and Jin and Leia would kind of like fight it out in the middle of the map. And the complete opposite happened as we started to set up. And it was my core against his Wookiees and my speeders against his core, and just the way kind of the tokens came out of the bag and opportunities presented themselves, and his Wookiees pretty much tore apart my core. Our game came down to this really crucial roll off to where, are my fleet troopers going to get a range one shot on a group of Wookiees before they could charge? And we both played one pip cards. He won the roll off and got to go first. And that really put me in a dire situation to where the end of the intercept transmission game came down to me having a 2-point lead going into the final scoring, but I had Jin and two land speeders alive, and he had two sets of Wookiees, one on each point. And I guess the moral of the story is don't go full derp. My two land speeders probably couldn't have gotten shots on his Wookiees, but it was a risk he wasn't willing to take, so he climbed up this tall structure to try to club Jin to death, and he left accidentally in his zeal to go club Jin to death and to hide from my land speeders. He left intercept transmission range, and when Jin didn't die, we went 2-2 on the final scoring points, and I kept my lead. When I don't think I would have had enough dice that could have gotten arc and range on his Wookiees to be able to knock them off the table, and he would have had the game. But it was a super close, super tight game, and it was a really, really fun one. But Brett, I think, got a little excited because Brett has yet to beat me on the tabletop. He beats me on TTS all the time, but in a tournament setting, he hasn't taken me down. And I think he got a little excited, a little aggressive, and then just screwed the pooch. But it was a fun game. Me and him talked about it a lot afterwards, like, should I have let him win the game, even though he just had a brain fart at the end? And it was a fun learning experience, and I'm glad that happened to a good friend. And then I moved on to the winner's match, where since it was just four players, the two winners played to take home the title, and I got Ben. And one of two things happens when me and Ben get to play. Either Ben rolls me off the table with an ungodly amount of critical hits, or I have a slightly bigger bid than him and get a better board edge. And the power of the initiative bid came through. I put Ben in this really precarious spot with some solid turn zero plays. We played another game of intercept trans. No, we played breakthrough. If my notes are my memory serves, I played breakthrough. I had double land speeders. He was running this weird amalgamation of like Leia. I also want to say it was another Leia Chewie list. He was experimenting with Pathfinders and Saboteurs. And so the Saboteurs gave my land speeders a bit of pause. And it was Saboteurs with Minefield. And he had some medbots to try to bring them back from the dead. It was this really kind of crazy fun game where we played chicken with our activation bags. But he pulled his special forces out a bit too early and put some Pathfinders in a bad spot to where my last activation of turn one was Wedge, who got to double move, catch his Pathfinders at range two with no suppression tokens on him, and had a heck of a roll and just knocked him off the board right away. The speeder then took some damage. I kind of thinned him out as he was trying to place bombs every which way, and I kind of picked him apart and threw breakthrough. I actually did something I normally don't do, and I pushed for a tie at 0-0 and just won on points. The terrain was definitely my favorite because I had a slightly bigger bid. I got to pick the table edge, and through some clever turn zero shenanigans, I managed to get a deployment zones that were very quite favorable to me. But the one thing that Ben did, and I think it really opened up my eyes in terms of list building, was Ben knocked out Jin turn one. I deployed her a little too far forward. There was a great piece of cover where I thought she would be safe, and Jin picked up and at one point rolled like eight white dice, and she just blanked all of them and exploded. But I was still managed with my snipers with their bravery of 2, which you're kind of used to as a Rebel player if you run a lot of Han or Leia like I do, and manage to stay a little further back and not be as aggressive and take out Ben on points. And it made me consider a little bit more maybe the value in the generic Rebel officer list, because I kind of played that game with out a commander. Jin played one of her command cards and shot once and expired. So it was a really fun game. I learned a lot from it. The two X-37s or X-34s, I think they're X-34s, I don't know, it's really late for me, were a lot of fun to play. I liked how I had two very different setups, one of them having to worry about range more than arc, and one of them having to worry about arc more than range. And I learned a lot from playing both. I'm not sure, honestly, which one I liked better, which makes for a fun decision. I think they're a totally viable unit. I don't think they're amazing, but they're definitely viable. And getting to say that I won a tournament, even if we don't tell anyone that it was just 4 people, with a double X-34 list is something I can now do. I don't know that I'm ready to take it to this weekend's Rally Point qualifier. I'll have to see. I'm thinking on another list that sadly right now doesn't include one, just because I think it'll get neutered by the tank, like we talked about in our last episode. I got very lucky in the fact that I got to play 2 other Rebel players, and the one Imperial player in attendance in Chris, I didn't get to face off against. And I think that definitely helped me running the land speeder. So I guess the moral of the story here is, if you are confident enough, if you're practiced enough, you can take any kind of list and have some reasonable success with it, as long as you take a bigger bid than Ben. In the fact that you can take a Jin list and do just fine, you can take a double land speeder list and do just fine, or you can take a Jin double land speeder list and do just fine. But the moral of the story is, just go out there and have fun with your friends, man. Just play games. No matter how silly or serious you guys want to take it, we had a great time in that tournament. A lot of jokes were had, since it was kind of, I don't know if intimate's the right word, but since there were just 4 of us, we kind of played at our own pace and had a fun time. Big kudos to Chris for putting that event on and throwing way more prize support at it than he should have for just a couple of out-of-towners coming. But we should have another episode full of our adventures at the Rally Point qualifier locked and loaded for you guys next week. I'm really excited for that trip. If you guys have some ideas on what you would like to see me play, feel free to send them to me. I'll consider just about anything. And if you guys are going to be there, give us let me know. Give us a shout out. We'll have to get together and maybe try to get a photo op or something, or meet or hang out. I will see you guys in Atlanta if you can make it. If not, we will see you next Wednesday back here for a regular Stabcast. And until next time, I'm Ryan Slawoski, reminding you to play 2 land speeders if that's a thing that you think you want to do. Have a good night, everybody.